here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You know, I couldn't sleep last night because I read this story before I went to bed and laughed that hard. I was wide awake. Honestly, this is like the best skit ever.
Yeah.
This is like something out of Borat with a little bit of Chase's War and everything, but it's real. So the launch of a new $2 billion naval ship in Sydney. Lots of dignitaries there as well. Navy officials, the Governor General, federal MPs. And for the entertainment, they're all sitting down opposite the boat, all in their marquees, all dressed in their incredible outfits.
Mm. Looking resplendent.
Freshly pressed.
Very resplendent. Mm. And in comes these incredible dancers. Now, they're called 101 Doll Squadron. Maybe people just saw their last name and saw Squadron and thought, oh, yep, these guys will be appropriate. This is them. This is their music. They'll come out in little red midriffs.
Oh.
Little red hats and tiny black shorts and start twerking in front of the boat.
Oh, really?
Honestly, you think that Borat is going to come out?
Yeah.
It is. Honestly, is it a G-up?
Someone's
mixed up. They basically were showing their bums to all the dignitaries and twerking.
What the dignitaries
up and down, and then they're on the ground and they're humping the dock.
The dignitaries had to try and keep a straight face.
It was hilarious. So they're... They are mortified watching this in embarrassment.
Are they thinking, oh, no, this is going to go viral and we're going to get smacked because of this?
Yes. And I hope none of these are my daughters. And they've called it completely inappropriate. Because you can imagine, I mean, they probably had flybys with aeroplanes and they had, you know, all the marching bands and everything. And then the twerkers come out.
Prince Harry probably organised it for
him. It's so good. It is so good. The looks, they're just mortified in the crowd. Awesome. If you get a chance to see the vision, make sure you do.
Look, here comes Hollywood showgirls.
Also making news, Bluey, you know, the award-winning mega hit animation TV show, Brisbane Inventors or Designers.
Yes.
Well, it's come under attack by a lady saying, look, there's no... She's not happy with Bluey because there's no other dogs of colour. There's no nationally representative dogs. There's no queer dogs. There's no disabled dogs.
Right.
And there's no gender diverse dogs.
There's a blue dog.
Exactly. And look, does Bluey... Bluey's a dog.
Bluey is a
blue dog. Let the dog be a dog. If Bluey wants a queer dog, if there's no queer dogs, I don't know. Do you have queer dogs?
Yes.
Is there queer dogs out there?
Yeah.
How do you know? Do they... Okay. All right. Well, I reckon it's a joke. Just let Bluey be Bluey.
Fair enough. So, Denmark has been the first European country to say no to AstraZeneca. They're saying they are getting rare but definite cases of blood clots and they've decided to get rid of it from their vaccination program. So.
And that is what you need to know.